With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrait, part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap podcast from the Over the Monster Podcast Network, where we recap the series that just ended, preview the series that is about to start, giving you all of the wonderful insight on these day-to-day games from the Sox you could possibly need. I'm your host, Keaton DeRocher, joined as always by Shelley Verstrait. Shelley, pretty good series.
Yeah, I definitely would say so. Is this series basically did not go how I was expecting, like, at all.
Yeah. Well, one thing went as expected. Jake DeGrom was really good.
Yeah.
We will dive into all the specifics of the two-game set with the Mets in just a second. But first, presenting sponsor of today's podcast is Fifth Element. Fifth Element is ultra-high milligram CBD focused on relief and recovery after a workout. They're specially designed for people with an active lifestyle, from weekend warriors to professional athletes to bucket list gym enthusiasts. Fifth Element, otherwise known as 5E, is a full-spectrum, high-milligram hemp to help you whenever, wherever you need it, whether it's after the gym or after work. Get yours today, feel better tomorrow, by visiting 5ehemp.com and use the code MONSTER to get 50% off. Yes, you heard that right, 50%, otherwise known as half off. That's 5ehemp.com, use the code MONSTER, go to 5ehemp.com for 50% off. That's the number 5, the letter ehemp.com. Quick little two-game series with the Mets, but some real gritty wins here by the Red Sox, coming off of a split with Seattle, where it was a bit of a rough series there. This was a really nice bounce back. Game one, Garrett Richards versus David Peterson, and oh boy, did Garrett Richards have quite the start. 7 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, no walks, 42% called swinging strike rate. Gorgeous. It would seem as though he is cured from his mechanics issues. Are you? Do you have some more confidence in Richards going forward now?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, coming into this two game set with the Mets, and just kind of like hearing that he's still dealing with like his mechanics issues that he was dealing with in spring training. You know. I was just like, yeah, I don't really think this is going to go great. I'm not expecting a lot. You know, I think the Mets team is like a pretty, affordable, opponent, you know? And yeah, he totally proved me wrong. Like, this is like the Garrett Richards that we all, you know, wished and hoped that we were going to get. So I'm hoping that it really sticks. But I guess, I mean, I need to see it for one more start. But dang, man, while I was watching this game, I'm like, oh, I'm going to talk to Keaton and Garrett Richards. Garrett Richards is his boy. So honestly, what did you think about this, yeah, this latest start?
Well, first, I loved it. Second, I do think he's getting the mechanical issues figured out, mainly because, so for two reasons. Like, I wrote that piece last week on Richards analyzing his first three starts. Now he's had two starts since then, but I focused on two things, which was his spin rate and the walks. And his spin rate on his curveball was down 300 RPM in two starts ago when he got wrecked. It was back up to where it normally is in this last start. And then, more importantly, he didn't walk anybody. Like, he's not been one to struggle with walks in the past, and this year he was walking everybody, and it was a disaster. And in this start, for him to get 10 strikeouts, no walks, this gives me great confidence that, I mean, I'm not expecting 7 innings and 10 strikeouts every time he goes out there, but I'm expecting a much better Garrett Richards going forward, and I feel confident in that.
Nice. Yeah, I hope you're right.
On the flip side, the offense has not been clicking quite as hot over the past six or so games, going back to the Seattle series. A bit of a struggle in this series, only putting together three runs, but it was enough to get two wins. In particular, though, Christian Vasquez has come down a bit from his hot streak. Went 0 for 3 in this game with three strikeouts. How concerned are you with the little cold spell Vasquez has got himself in?
I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm, I guess, like, concerned. But, you know, just kind of, like, looking over, like, the past week and just seeing how much of a cold spell that he is. I'm slightly concerned, but I still like Vasquez. And I still believe that he's, like, one of the better catchers. But, yeah, he's kind of going through some things. Especially, like, going 0 for 3 with three strikeouts in this first game against the Mets. Yeah, I'm just like, oh, he's kind of in a bad spot right now.
Yeah, and bit of a bounce back that we'll get to in the next game, but he did have a double with an RBI that pushed across the game-winning run. So good to see him bounce back a bit in the second game of the series. Matt Barnes, though, entered in the ninth inning, struck out two batters to pick up the save. This is as good as Barnes has ever been, right?
Looking at, you know, last night's game and definitely tonight's game. This is peak Matt Barnes right now. And it's so good to see, right? It is absolutely a delight to see, because when he's on, he just strikes out everybody. That's basically what he's doing right now.
Yeah. And also picked up the save in the second game as well. Which, moving on to Nick Pivetta, this has got to be like the best start maybe he's ever had. Red Sox get the win 1-0 off of the back of Nick Pivetta, who went five innings with seven strikeouts, three walks, only gave up one hit. Red Sox as a team only gave up two hits. Whitlock went two innings, gave up one hit, four strikeouts. Ottavino locked it down, and then Barnes struck out the side for another save. So, two things. First, was this Nick Pivetta's best pitching performance, definitely with the Red Sox?
Yeah, I definitely think so, because, I mean, yeah, he was still keeping runs off the board, but he also brought the strikeouts. Still had the walks there. I'm not going to look at that. But still, five innings, seven strikeouts. Yes, this is like the best that we – this is the best Nick Pivetta we have definitely seen.
And on top of that, Red Sox bullpen, Barnes, again, striking out the side for the second save in 2 days. This bullpen is elite, right?
This bullpen is like the absolute total opposite of the bullpen that we had to deal with last year.
Yeah,
it's such a delight. But yes, you know, Whitlock, Ottavino, and Barnes, they go, you know, eight strikeouts and in four innings. Like that is not something, honestly, that I even expected. This team is so good. We beat Jacob DeGrom. Oh my gosh, we beat Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah, on the back of doubles by Xander Bogaerts and Christian Vasquez, and that was all the Red Sox needed. Right now, the Red Sox bullpen has the second best WAR in all of baseball. They are the second best bullpen in all of the major leagues, which is not anywhere I would have expected them to be in, given who we were bringing back and the track record of pretty much the last 3 years. So this has just been incredible. Matt Barnes in particular, I do not feel any sense of hesitation throwing him out there in the ninth inning anymore. And that just feels great to not have to worry about that.
It really does. Just having that, that guy that you can just throw out there, set it and forget it. You don't even have to worry about. We haven't had that since maybe Kimbrel, right? Before all his walk issues. But yeah, man, it's so great to have again.
Yep. It was only a two-game series, but it was two gritty wins by the Red Sox, wins that you wouldn't have expected the team to pick up a year ago, and it felt really good off the back of the two-game split with Seattle. Red Sox coming up have a four-game series against Texas, which we will dive into in a minute, and then a three-game series against Detroit, and then another battle with Baltimore, and this is a chance for the Red Sox to just pick up a bunch of wins in a row. Feeling good about that. Who is your series MVP for the sweep against the Mets? I bet you can guess who mine is.
Yeah, I definitely think that you might be going Garrett Richards. And surprisingly, I think I might pick Garrett Richards too. Like that.
Yeah.
That I know. I can't believe I'm saying this, but yeah. I'm just gonna go give it to Garrett Richards.
Me too. Hats off to you, Garrett. Great start. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back to preview the Texas Rangers. Alrighty, another four-game series for the Red Sox. Don't know why they have so many of these right off the bat, but that's all right. We got ourselves the Rangers coming up. They are currently 10-14 at the bottom of the AL West, five games back now. And your Boston Red Sox, as I refresh this, have the best record in baseball. They are half a game ahead of the Athletics, who probably haven't started playing yet tonight, so that could change. And they are just percentage points ahead of the Royals now. So how about that? Pitching matchups for the Rangers. We got Martin Perez versus Kyle Gibson, Nate Eovaldi versus Arihara, Erod versus Jordan Lyles, and Richards versus Foltynewicz. Any of these guys, I mean, I guess Gibson isn't having a bad year, but are you real concerned about any of these starters here?
Not really. I mean, Arihara has been kind of sort of okay. He kind of like throws the kitchen sink out there, but the kitchen sink that he's throwing is not necessarily like too scary. So I think that I definitely think our lineup can, you know, kind of face him. Jordan Lyles, okay. And then Folty, yeah, maybe a couple years ago I would have been scared, but yeah, not really. So yeah, I'm really not scared about anyone. Even Kyle Gibson, who in his last couple outings have looked pretty good. I feel really, you know, good about, you know, about this team going up against the Rangers.
Same. Kyle Gibson is your ace. With all due respect to Kyle Gibson, I'm not terribly frightened of that rotation. Arihara is interesting, though. You mentioned him. He got absolutely wrecked his first couple starts and then reverted his mechanics back to how he pitched overseas and has had better results as of late. But he's still, like you said, is not something to be like terribly afraid of. So I think pretty favorable matchups for the Red Sox in this series here. The Texas lineup right now projects to be Willie Calhoun, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Joey Gallo, Nate Lowe, Haroldis Garcia, Nick Solak, David Dahl, old friend Brock Holt, and then Jose Trevino catching. Other than Nick Solak, who is having a really good year so far, he has 7 homers and has a couple steals, hitting .322. Is there anybody in this lineup that you're like, yikes, gotta watch out?
Not really. I mean, you know, Adelis Garcia has looked like pretty good since, you know, he debuted, I think, like last week. But still, I there's really no one there. I mean, I guess Brock Holt, right? You know, Brock Holt. you got to be afraid of him. But, you know, all kidding aside, yeah, no one really scares me, honestly, in this lineup.
Is Brock Holt the only All-Star in the lineup? Is Gallo? I know he's been injured, so I don't know if he's actually made an All-Star game.
yeah, it might only be Brock Holt.
Just fantastic. Great. The Red Sox, their hot guys have been hot. Verdugo had been incredibly hot until he got a little injury, which we were hoping to have him back for this series. everyone else has really kind of been pretty strong. We talked about Vasquez's struggles, but Bogarts, Devers, Jenny Martinez, killing it. Back of the order. Oh, we didn't even mention Bobby Dalbec finally hit his first home run in that game one as well. So he finally got off the schneid there.
Yeah.
So the Red Sox offense, they've struggled over the last six games, but this stretch coming up is definitely the one to turn it around.
100%.
Great. Well, that's going to do it for us, this episode of the podcast. You can find both of us at Over the Monster, where we've done roundtables and such. You can find us both on Twitter. You can find me at The Spoken Keats. You can find Shelly at ShellyV_643. Thanks for listening, and we will be back on Monday with a little preview of the Detroit series. Yeah. Thanks for listening.